This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is right now in South Carolina, it's cold and it's raining. This is the perfect time to have Frog Lube on your weapon. Try it. You'll like it. Sometimes life will force you to make a decision, even when you don't have enough information to know how that decision is going to work out for you. The risks may be even greater when people make decisions for other people. And yet, there are some that are not only willing but eager to take decisions away from those who are directly affected. Something as personal as what doctor we want to go to has been taken out of our hands by Obamacare. What job offer, what pay rate someone wants to accept has been taken out of their hands by minimum wage laws. Sick people who are dying are prevented from trying a medication that has not yet completed all the long years of tests required by federal regulations, even if the medication has been used for years in other countries without ill effects. One by one, innumerable decisions have been taken out of the hands of those directly affected. This is not just something that just has happened. It is a central part of the agenda of the political left. Even though they describe what they're doing in terms of the bad things they claim to be preventing and the good things they claim to be creating. Minimum wage laws are described as preventing workers from being exploited by employers who pay less than what third parties want them to pay. Now, understand that the third party is normally a union. Okay? Would people accept wages that third parties don't like if there were better alternatives available, though? This is an issue that is very personal for me in a lot of ways. I don't like seeing people negotiate on my behalf. I don't like it. Many people on the left were able to feel good about themselves for having prevented exploitation. Wage rates less than what third parties would like to see. No employer in his right mind was going to pay what third parties wanted paid. Especially when you don't really have anything to contribute, except in the simplest of jobs. And this is the problem, because then employers retreat from hiring. And then those people, in a lot of cases, inner city youths, in a lot of cases, black inner city youths, are left with nothing to go to but either welfare or crime. Now, most people who have minimum wage jobs do not stay at those jobs for life. The turnover rate among people who are flipping hamburgers was found by one study to be so high that those who have such jobs at a New Year's Day are very unlikely to still be there at Christmas. So in short, the left has been gambling with other people's livelihoods, and the left pays no price when that gamble fails. It is the same story when the left prevents dying people from getting medications that have been used for years in other countries without dire effects, but have not yet gotten through the long maze of federal safety regulations in the U.S. People have died from such safety. Police are dying from restrictions on them that keep criminals safe. San Francisco is currently trying to impose more restrictions on the police, restrictions that will prevent them from shooting at a moving car, except under special conditions, that they will have to think about when they have about a split second to make a decision that could cost them their own lives. But the left, once again, will not pay a price for that one. One of the most zealous crusades of the left has been to prevent law-abiding citizens from having guns. Even though gun control laws have little or no effect on criminals who violate laws in general, you can read through reams of rhetoric from gun control advocates without encountering a single hard fact showing that gun control laws reduce crime in general, or murder in particular. Such hard evidence as exists points in the opposite direction. But the gun control gamble with other people's lives is undeterred, and the left still pays no price when they're wrong. So, what do you think? How do you feel about that? In a different time, if this were the 1800s, and people were being killed because of a law, those same people would be marching with pitchforks and torches on their respective politicians. We have a Texas elector who's announced that he's not going to vote for Trump. And he's a Republican elector from the state of Texas. This guy's name is Christopher Suprin. He wrote an op-ed in the New York Times. He doesn't like the way he doesn't like the way Trump acts. That's his problem. His behavior. As a rationalization, he says that Federalist 68 argued that an electoral college should determine if candidates are qualified, not engaged in demagogy, and independent from foreign influence. Mr. Trump shows us again and again that he does not meet those standards. Given his own public statements, it isn't clear how the electoral college can ignore these issues, and so it should reject him. Suprin says that instead of Trump, electors should unite behind an honorable and qualified man or woman, such as Governor John Kasich of Ohio. Now, Kasich signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee, whoever it was, and then when it became Trump, then he balked. And he offered no support during the general election. He was planning to deliver a major speech on the Republican Party's direction following Trump's defeat against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, only to have his plans abruptly derailed when Trump forgot to lose. Trump won 306 electoral votes on November's election, and 270 votes constitute a majority. So an additional 35 electors will have to join Suprin by December 19th when the college convenes for Trump's election to be in peril. No candidate receives a majority. The election will be thrown to the House of Representatives, with each state's delegation voting collectively for a delegate. Or a candidate, excuse me. A majority of state delegations are controlled by Republicans, meaning Trump could be elected anyway, even if the Electoral College blocks him. The House, though, is empowered to choose any of the top three Electoral College vote-getters, so it could conceivably choose whomever is the most popular choice of the faithless electors. Well, I'll tell you this, okay? I'll tell you this. Trump better get inaugurated. That's all I'm going to say. Trump had better be inaugurated. Because the country is sitting back right now, ready to go. I mean, he's picking his cabinet, everything's going along. I don't know whether I'm going to find out what the rules of electors is supposed to be. And when I find that out, this guy better be following the rules. But we'll find out. We're definitely going to find out. When we get back, we're going to talk about something that everybody balks about today, but they shouldn't. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gunbells offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gunbells. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gunbells will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gunbelt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gunbelt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunbelts.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it just works. Okay. I talked about this earlier today. I'm pulling double duty all week long, so there's going to be some things I talk about twice, and this is one of them, because I'm so tired of political correctness that I just can't stand it. I can't stand it no more. There's a very old song. It was written, well, it's not that old, but I mean, it came out in 1944. It's called Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's a playful poke at seduction. Because in 1944, you didn't stay, if you were a female, you didn't stay at your boyfriend's house overnight. It just wasn't done. That was scandalous in 1944. Lydia Liza and Josiah Lemansky kicked off the month-long murder of romance by rewriting a less sexually aggressive version of a song that was never sexually aggressive to begin with. Affinity Magazine came out with a December 4th piece titled Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's actually a song about rape. A little bit of feminism coming there if you dare to click on a hyperlink. But if you don't feel like giving them a page view, here's a little snippet of the argument they make. Why, you know, it's also unmistakable are the lyrics, now considered to be extremely problematic, that highlight a woman being put in an uncomfortable and coercive situation by a man. The author is a guy named Will. He writes, in 1944, when this song was written, marital rape wasn't an idea that crossed people's minds. Huffington Post, Mashable, People, and CNN described the new version as emphasizing the importance of consent. Lemansky told CNN he's always had a big problem with the song. It's so aggressive and inappropriate. You never figure out if there's something in her drink. It just leaves you with a bad taste in your mouth. Obviously, Liza and Lemansky never took time to explore the song's origins. Originally, it was written by a singer named Frank Losser in 1944 to be performed by him and his wife, Lynn Losser, at parties. They debuted the song at the housewarming party for their new home, and it became an instant hit. Their son, John, said, my father wrote that song as a piece of special material for he and my mother to do at parties. This was written in an era when seduction was not synonymous with sexual assault. When you didn't need to sign a consent form if you wanted to hold a girl's hand. And men weren't assumed to be vicious predators. In fact, there's only one vicious one in that song. It's the woman's aunt. Now, if you want to break it down into simple English so all those offended can understand, YouTube has more than a couple of versions of the song to pick from. I would recommend the Margaret Whiting and Johnny Mercer's version. But, you know, some of the lyrics, I really can't stay, but baby, it's cold outside. I've got to go away, but baby, it's cold outside. This is a man who knows the lady he likes has to leave, and he wants her to stay another 5, 10, 15 minutes. They both know that in 1944, it's not appropriate for an unmarried woman to stay the night at her man's house, and they're dragging out the end of the night as long as they can. The woman in the song is playing coy. She doesn't want to leave. She makes that very obvious. The way the song is written with the call and response interchanging vocals that play off each other is meant to express two people who want the same thing. She asks for another drink, but he never offers one. The family is expecting her home, and she's pushing just how long she can stay before they get upset. When they're talking about the drinks, It's just a lyric that rhymes with think. The neighbors might think, baby, it's bad out there. Say, what's in this drink? No cabs to be had out there. I wish I knew how. Your eyes are like starlight now. To break this spell, I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell. So nefarious. And, you know, the delicate temperaments of 2016 might point at, say, what's in this drink, and scream, Bill Cosby. Thankfully, Cosby is nowhere near this lovely song, and neither are the date rape drugs. She doesn't tell her beau what kind of drink to make her, just that she'll have another. It's a strong drink. It's not strong enough. It's something unfamiliar to her. She likes it and wants to know its name. She's embarrassed at how tipsy she is and is blaming the drink. There, 1,000 realistic explanations for why she asked what's in the drink. To assume there's a hidden dark meaning to the song is looking for something that isn't there. Then there's this set of lyrics. I wish I knew how. Your eyes are like starlight now. I've already done those two. At least I'm going to say that I tried. What's the sense in hurting my pride? I really can't stay. Oh, baby, don't hold out. But, baby, it's cold outside. That's important. The spell she's talking about is attraction. She knows she's supposed to be prim and proper and say no, 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 no. And she also knows that she's going to say that I tried. But neither of them want to go anywhere. And she's convincing herself it will be easy. Easier to ask for forgiveness later. And this is a song that was written in 1944, when women weren't as free as they are in 2016 to do what they want. So she's taking a risk, saying this late. But, you know, listen to the song and enjoy the song. This is Christmas. Don't say happy holidays. I say happy holidays from time to time, but it's mainly because that's part of the song, too. Say Merry Christmas. It's okay to say Merry Christmas. Do not give way to the political correctness. And don't worry about this song. This is not a date rape song. If you need a reminder why this song is not even a bit evil, read the last verse. She says she can't stay, and he answers with get over that old out. That implies the situation has happened before. And he's calling her out on all her old excuses to leave, and reinforcing that implication is that the end of the song is them singing the chorus together again, baby, it's cold outside. It has an ambiguous ending. It's not clear if she stays or not. And it doesn't matter, because she was always free to walk out the door, and we're left to our imaginations whether she decided to break the rules. You cannot dissect a song by reading the lyrics simply. Emotion and tone and intonation are a few of the critically important aspects of a song that reveal the story the words are trying to tell. It was written by a man to sing with his wife. That's it. Romance. That's all it was. It was just romance. That's all it ever was. Get over the political correctness. It's going to be okay. When we get back, I sort of look at immigration as a weaponized notion. Do you? Let's see. This is Lock and Load.
Call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors.
matters. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right. Back at you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Indeed it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Let me check on something here. Just want to see. Just want to see. Okay. Just want to see. Just wanted to see, rather. Anyway. Immigration as a weapon. This recent attack that we saw in Columbus, Ohio, whose family migrated to Pakistan and then to America, once again demonstrates that we are not adequately vetting immigrants. And this is not an insignificant issue. Two-thirds of those convicted on terrorism-related charges since 9/11 are foreign-born. In other words, tighter border controls could dramatically reduce the danger that our homeland faces from radical Islamic supremacists. And Trump is right. Exactly right to demand extreme vetting of new immigrants and refugees coming from areas infested with Islamic extremism. But there is no vetting adequate enough to sort out which Muslim immigrants may at some future point have their hearts stirred by the call for jihad. There's no way to do that. No way. That's a problem. That's a big problem. It makes things a little more complicated. Regardless of what our politically correct cultural and political elites will tell us, jihad, for the sake of Allah, waging war for the sake of Allah, is a consistent pattern of Islam's history. Why would this surprise anybody? The founder of the faith was a warrior. Christianity is not in and of itself pacifistic, and the concept of just war is well accepted within Christian theology, but Christ never advocated taking up the sword to spread his message. For Muhammad, holy war and the subjugation of defeated enemies into slavery or denitude was an accepted practice. To deny this is wrong, and people are dying as a result. Radical Islamists are well aware that they have other weapons at their disposal than bombs, bullets, cars, and butcher knives. One way to defeat the militarily superior West is to use our immigration policies against us. In a new book, CIA contractor James Mitchell details the interrogations he conducted with 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other al-Qaeda operatives. While Mohammed was proud of the 9/11 attacks, he understood that it was not practical to defeat America militarily. But he had a plan. And here's an excerpt from this book. He said that terror attacks were good, but the practical way to defeat America was through immigration and by outbreeding non-Muslims. He said that jihadi-minded brothers would immigrate into the United States, taking advantage of the welfare system to support themselves while they spread their jihadi message. They will wrap themselves in America's rights and laws for protection, ratchet up acceptance of Sharia law, and then only when they are strong enough, rise up and violently impose Sharia from within. Eventually, Mohammed said, America will expose her neck to us for slaughter. Now, those familiar with the Holy Land Foundation trial will recognize that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was not necessarily articulating a new thought. Look at the problems mass migration has caused in Europe. From the New Year's rapes to terrorism. Recently, an Arabic translator working in German refugee camps decided to expose the pure hatred she experienced from Muslims toward Christians. Once again, I would have to ask what public policy purpose is being served by importing this hatred into our country. I hope Trump confronts this reality. I'm looking forward to see how committed they are to putting America first and serious about border security. I'm looking for that. The blue states are in a depression, and it's not because of being in a funk because they lost the election of Donald Trump. This is economic malaise in the blue states that went for Hillary Clinton. Then there's an amazing statistic courtesy of the just-released 2016 edition of Rich States, Poor States. Of the 10 blue states that Democrats won by the largest percentage margins, California, Massachusetts, Vermont, Hawaii, Maryland, New York, Illinois, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Connecticut, every single one of them lost domestic migration, excluding immigration, between 2004 and 2014. Nearly 2.75 million more Americans left California and New York than entered those states. They are the loser states. They're all progressive, high tax rates, high welfare benefits, heavy regulation, environmental extremism, high minimum wages, most outlaw energy drilling. The whole left-wing playbook is on display in the Clinton states. And people are leaving them in droves. And day after day, they're being bled to death. So much for liberalism, creating the workers' paradise. Then look at the 10 states that went to the largest percentage of vote for Trump. Wyoming, West Virginia, Oklahoma, North Dakota, Kentucky, Tennessee, South Dakota, and Idaho. All of these were net population gainers. This is part and parcel of one of the greatest internal migration waves in American history, as blue states, especially in the Northeast, are getting clobbered by their low-tax, smaller government rivals in the South and the mountain regions. And the same pattern holds true for jobs. The jobs gains in the red states that Trump carried by the widest margins had about twice the job creation rate as the bluest states carried by Clinton. So this is called the Rich State, Poor State Report, and it's published by the American Legislative Exchange Council. Shows a persistent trend of Americans moving from blue to red states. Two most populous conservative states, Florida and Texas, gained about 1 million new residents each. California and New York saw an equal-sized exit from their states. So it's easy to understand why people might want to leave gray and rusty New York, but California, arguably the most beautiful weather, mountains and beaches in the country, and yet people keep fleeing the state. This is supposed to be a progressive utopia. What doesn't make California and New York paradise is the high cost of living, thanks to expensive environmental regulations, forced union policies, and income tax rates are the highest in the nation at 13% or more. Florida and Texas are right-to-work states with no income tax, and it's really a shocker that people would choose zero to income tax over 13%, really? Yeah? Is that what you're thinking? New York politicians know that their record-high tax rates are killing growth, which is why the state is spending millions of dollars on TV ads across the country, trying to convince people that New York has low taxes. Chicago could try the same thing and say they're crime-free, I guess. When it comes to income inequality, blue states fare worse than red states. So, the lesson to be learned from the experimentation of the states is that progressive tax and spend agendas lead to much slower growth and benefits the rich and politically well-connected at the expense of everybody else. Not a big shock for me. It doesn't surprise me. Should it surprise anybody out there? When we get back, a reporter in Florida discovered that not everybody that buys a gun has a concealed carry permit. She thought that she had found something significant with that one. That's pretty funny. Little reality check for her. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Loop.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is lubrication that makes your weapon much more lethal. Check them out at froglube.com. In the chat room, they've discovered that fruitcake is bullet safe. Merry Christmas. I want to thank NBC2 reporter Rachel Polansky because she has uncovered a massive and dangerous flaw in the Florida firearm purchasing law that nobody else has noticed in roughly 3 decades. Coming from her report, the NBC2 investigators have uncovered a flaw in Florida's gun check system. 300,000 people legally bought guns in Florida in the last 4 months. Only 100,000 people got their licenses to carry in the same time frame. What does that mean for the other 200,000 people? Do they already have their licenses? Are they illegally carrying? The NBC2 investigators found no one knows for sure because 2 different state agencies handle Florida's gun buying and carrying process. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement is responsible for gun purchases. From July through October 2016, FDLE approved 319,616 gun purchases and denied 4,411. And I'll bet you 90-some-odd% of those got pushed through anyway, of that 4,411, because historically about 95% of them are false negatives. Then the Department of Agriculture is responsible for concealed weapons permits. From July through October 2016, Department of Ag issued 99,774 concealed weapons permits and denied 1,184. That means FDLE can give you the okay to buy a gun, even if the Department of Ag says you can't carry it. Now, if you double-check Polanski's numbers, and you would discover that they're actually correct. People buy guns without obtaining a concealed carry permit. In fact, there's just a little over 15 million concealed carry permit holders among the estimated 136 million gun owners and in the entire country who own somewhere between 300 million and 600 million firearms. So using Polanski's math, that means that 95 to 100 million people illegally carrying up to six guns every day in the United States. Or Rachel Polanski is prone to jumping to hysterical conclusions without doing the basic level of research you would expect from a C student in middle school. Now, reality check. The vast majority of people who buy guns do not purchase them for concealed carry, and they therefore don't need or want a concealed carry permit. People who buy rifles or shotguns or handguns to hunt with do not need a concealed carry permit. People who buy rifles or shotguns or handguns to target shoot do not need a concealed carry permit. People who buy rifles or shotguns or handguns for self-defense in their home or on their property do not need a concealed carry permit. So in short, the supermajority of Florida's gun owners neither want nor need a concealed carry permit for their purposes. They can purchase, possess, lawfully transport, and use guns perfectly legally without a concealed carry permit issued by the Department of Agriculture. The only people who need a concealed carry permit in Florida are those who want to carry a concealed handgun on their persons when they leave their property. That must be stunning to consider, but it does get better. A person with a concealed carry permit does not have to get a concealed carry permit for each handgun they purchase. So many concealed carriers are also collectors and may have three or four or dozens of handguns, but only need the one concealed carry permit. So put bluntly, Ms. Polanski, you didn't discover any sort of flaw in the firearms purchasing and concealed carry permitting process. What you uncovered was a flaw in your ability to do basic research, which makes people wonder if you're in the right line of work. Coming from the desk of Sam Huber as we get ready to go away. More of the gray man concept. The best gunfight to be involved in is the one you're not involved in, the one you avoid, you know, and I've said that before. To elaborate on that point a little bit better, a person who goes around picking fights or trying to police others could be painted as wanting to get in a fight or an armed confrontation. Many prosecutors and juries would see that as a sign that a person instigated or deliberately engaged in a gunfire or a gunfight because they wanted to, not because they had to in order to live. There are people out there who have tried to use self-defense as a justification for what were clearly acts of summary vengeance. Some people usually are looking for a reason to shoot or kill someone and are usually found out and sentenced accordingly. One way to not look for trouble is, to some degree, adopting a persona sometimes referred to as Mr. Gray or the Gray Man. That means a person that blends in, doesn't really stand out, doesn't seem to demand the attention of others. It's not really one aspect, but a number of them. For, you know, you don't want to wear clothing that has a lot of designs and logos. You don't want to wear clothing that has or loop Velcro on it and patches, cargo pockets, you know, that kind of thing. Such a person isn't likely to be a target because such a person is easily overlooked. If a criminal is determined to carry out an armed robbery or a maniac is bent on a shooting spree in a public place, whom do you think they would be targeted by the shooter? The guy in the Costco jeans with an anonymous pullover or the guy wearing the Glock hat, Second Amendment t-shirt, tactical pants, and desert tan boots indoors in August? Now, there is such a thing as tactical, and the truth is that an otherwise normal adult going around in that kind of getup does give us, you know, it's giving things away. Not that enjoying or exercising your Second Amendment and other rights is a bad thing. It's a very good thing. But it's also the case that advertising it loudly and early and often may not be the best thing in the world. have a Glock, AR-15, or other gun-related sticker on your car. That's also not a good idea. KGW, a Portland, Oregon NBC affiliate, sent a questionnaire to convicted burglars, and of the 86 that responded, do you know what the one signifier made the home a good robbery target? NRA bumper stickers. Tells a burglar that a home probably has guns in it, and given that most gun owners own multiple firearms, possibly a lot of them. Another good idea is not to be loud in public, excessively confrontational, or engaging in otherwise obnoxious behavior. The less you loudly announce your presence through dress or behavior, the less likely you are to find conflict when you otherwise would have none. So you're also less likely to stand out to someone looking to find someone to victimize. As a result, you reduce the risk, insofar as a person can, that you'll ever have to use a gun. And that should be everybody's goal, not to use their gun. That should be the goal in concealed carry. I've got something going on right now where I have to be Mr. Gray. I don't even want to be Mr. Gray. I want to be the loud, obnoxious aggressor here. I do. I'm not going to be because I know better. But my nature is tugging me, and I'm not going to give in, but I swear. But I will continue to be Mr. Gray. I will continue to be the one that they do not see, just for the mere sake of doing the right thing. Because, you know, I am law-abiding. I am the one that wants to set an example, and I'm not going to give that up just for the sake of somebody being stupid. No matter how bad I would like to. We will be back at this again, hopefully in 21 hours, God willing. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. And by the way, I'll be saying this all throughout the season. Merry Christmas. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.